January 8, Christian humility. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4:8. The Lord bears long with men, and when they manifest a determination to follow their own judgments, the Lord allows them to do so. I have been made to see the weakness and ignorance of fallen man, even in his best estate. As man goes deeper and deeper in his studies, improving in learning the will and ways of the Lord, he sees more of his own ignorance, thus revealing that he has made decided progress from the beginning. The nearer the Christian lives to God, the more he advances in divine illumination of mind. He has more distinct sense of his own littleness, discerns his defects of character, and sees his duty in the light in which God presents it. The more closely he draws to Jesus, the more he has a near and clear sense of his own defects, which had before escaped his notice, and he sees the necessity of humbling himself under the mighty hand of God. If lifted up, it will not be because he lifts and exalts himself, but because the Lord exalts him. Having his eyes fixed upon the purity and perfection of Christ Jesus, and acknowledging and obeying God in all his ways, he is not blinded to his own failures and imperfections. When his deportment in the eyes of men is unblameable and irreprovable, God reads the intents and purposes of the heart. Christian humility is a wonderful grace, the very antidote to the apostasy of Satan, which has unholy ambition and every delusion that he can frame. The grace of humility through Christ Jesus will make an imperfect man discern his imperfections and make him meet for the inheritance of the saints, where God is all and in all. Has not the Lord reproved your course? You have entrusted capabilities that may be improved greatly and be made efficacious under the discipline of God. Then his righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rearward. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15:5. If you set at naught his counsel, then you are in danger. Letter 21C, January 8, 1892.